Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
Can you ask somebody out at work without making it weird? This is a question I posed a couple of weeks ago, or actually I think it was just last week, where I was talking to one of my guy friends who really wanted to make the moves on this lady that he works with. And he asked for my advice, and I said my advice was don't mess up a professional relationship just for the idea that you think that this relationship might work out. But y'all actually came back and said that no, a relationship that starts at work could actually work.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sure.
And I think there's a lot of industries where that's how they meet their significant other.
Right. Yeah, I think the mature thing probably is to not. It's probably the healthier thing not to. But I wasn't thinking. I was just going for it, man.
Your default isn't healthy either, so.
No, it really wasn't.
I've always been torn on it because in my personal experiences, I don't think it's ever worth the risk. But that is how my parents met, and it's worked very well for them.
Okay. If I'm being honest, and that's how my parents met, too. And they had a successful, 20-plus year marriage. So when I was a server, dated people I served with at TGI Fridays, dated people I served with at Merrick Inn. When I started working in minor league hockey, dated somebody in the office at the minor league. When I started in radio, I never dated anybody, but I did other things.
When you were a server, was everybody dating everybody?
Oh my God. It was like a meat swap 24/7.
Absolutely.
It was so gross and incestuous if you think about it, but literally everybody dated everybody.
Mm-hmm, same.
We should have just spit in each other's mouths because that's essentially what we were doing.
Okay, you.
Okay.
So I took all this advice and I took all of your anecdotal evidence to my friend. I said, look, I think it's a bad idea, but if you really want to go for it, these are what my coworkers said. And he said, well, actually, I'm going to go for it because we actually talk on the phone every day for 2 hours. And I really feel like there's I was like, this is really important information you should have informed me with when coming to me saying that you want to ask this girl out. Then I would have said, heck yes, you talk to her every day. You're already in a relationship.
So just so I have it right, talking on the phone for 2 hours is a positive?
For a girl, I think so. And if you want to date somebody, I think talking on the phone for 2 hours is a sign that you have a good relationship.
That sounds miserable.
I'm with you, but I've had to come accustomed to it being in a long-distance relationship.
When Bart and I first started dating and we were doing long distance for that whole 6 months, we did long distance. Yeah, we talked for hours on the phone.
Well, that's different. Long distance, if you're not going to see each other for a while. But if it's a day-to-day, 2 hours. We're not talking texting. We're saying literally talking with words on the phone.
And Abby, they're talking for 2 hours on the phone and then seeing each other at work the next day.
Let me give you some context. So they actually both work remotely. So my friend lives in Atlanta and his office's headquarters are in Chicago. So he's up in Chicago a lot for work and he'll see her in person there.
Okay.
And so they'll do meetings over Zoom and stuff. And I guess they just talk all the time on the phone after work. It's a very confusing relationship that I don't totally understand. And so when I got that update, I got some good news. And then later on, I got some bad news. So he informed me that they had that relationship where they were talking on the phone all the time. And apparently when they go out together, they have a really good time. And all of their other coworkers definitely seem to think that there's some chemistry there. It's been brought to his attention that everyone thinks that this would be a really good match. And so I'm thinking like, okay, all right, like here we go. So he informs me that he made plans to fly up to Chicago in a couple of weeks to, of course, be there for work, but also, you know, take this lady out on a little date. Okay. And I said, okay, did you like ask her out directly? And he goes, no, I just said like, we should meet for drinks because that's what we normally do. And I said, no, you got to tell her that this is going to be a date. You need to make it as blatant as possible that you have romantic intentions for her. And he goes, okay. So he hangs up. And I guess at some point he asks her out between our next, that conversation and the next one. And then he gives me a call back and he is panicking because I guess this girl has dated some other dude at the office used to date a guy who worked at their Chicago office for a while, and I guess the relationship didn't end well. So then she gave him the excuse, well, you know, I really like you, but I just am really nervous about dating somebody at work again because I already did it and it's just been so hard. And then my friend goes, can you just be honest with me? Like, if you don't like me, just be clear. She straight up said this, just be clear and in my misery, because I really like you. I think I see a future with you. I think this could be something really great. I really do see this working out. Like, we talk on the phone every day for 2 hours. Like, we're practically dating.
So he pushed all in. He put it all out there.
Yes. He was like, just put me out of my misery, because then I can move on if you just shut the door.
It's so off-putting, though, saying that, because now you're literally saying to her, like, I know you're not telling me the truth, which she could interpret as, okay, so now you're calling me a liar, and this could escalate quick.
Yeah, but women lie all the time to get out of this kind of stuff. It's because they think that they're not hurting their feelings by saying, oh, well, it's not you. It's just because all of this trauma I have. No, you just don't like him, and just be honest. You're not making it any easier for him.
Mm. No, I'd rather be lied to.
You want to be lied? Yes. I hate that.
Don't say it. Couldn't be me. It has to be something else.
Nah, tell me the truth.
Clarity is kindness. And so I guess he just kept pressing in on saying, just can you just tell me that you don't like me and we can move on? And she goes, no, it's not that. Like, I really do like you, and things would be different if we didn't work for the same job. And so now he gets off the phone with her and he calls me in a panic saying, like, what do you think this means? And I was straight with him. I was like, I think she's lying to you. Mm-hmm. And I don't think she has the balls to be clear with you. Again, this has been my motto for like the last 4 months. I just don't understand why people can't be adults and have a conversation and just say what they mean. I don't understand why we play games. I don't understand why we hide our true emotions. Life would just be so much simpler if you just had the courage to have the 10 minutes of uncomfortableness, and then everything else will get better from there. You only make the tension worse when you don't say how you really feel.
Two things here. So I made this analogy a couple of days ago. I think if life was a 20-story building, most people emotionally live on about the 7th floor or 8th floor. So having like adult conversations and working through that kind of tension, it's way up there on the elevator. They're not even capable of doing it, right? And the second thing is, if somebody really likes you, the circumstances don't even matter.
Yeah. That's why I think she's lying. I think if I'm in a position and I work, let's say we hire some Jim Halpert looking hottie and he asked me out, I'm not saying, oh no, he can't date him and ruin the show chemistry. No, I am dating Jim Halpert because I think he's hot. So I felt like then I was put in a position to be honest with him. I said, I need you to hear it from me because you won't hear it from her. This is your sign that she does not want to date you. So you need to shut down anything in your mind that tells you that this is a possibility, because it is not. And the most attractive thing you can do right now, if you ever do want her to come around and like you at some point, which I don't think is a good idea to pursue, then it's more attractive for you to just move on and take what she's saying at face value.
Bingo.
Yeah. Agreed.
You nailed it.
Yep. Yeah.
So anyway, he's heartbroken.
Bless his little heart. The Burt Show.